Simon Tov Tess. She'ein Leif Nal B'nei B'kol Chodesh Nissan Bei Sifim Aleph Sharlim B'Hilchus Pesach Kedem L'Pesach Shloshim Yom. So the halacha, 30 days before Pesach, Chazal or Mechayev, that a person has to start preparing the halachas of Pesach.
When somebody came on?
It's Lazar calling. You want to call him back? Okay. So 30 days
Hello?
Before. Yeah, we're out. Can you hear me?
It's Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Fred. I hear you.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so we just started. So the first 30, it's the 30 days before Pesach. There's a loch of Shoilim, Behilchas of Pesach, 30 days before Pesach. The Ramah adds a different point, a new point. Hagoah, Uminig Litnos Chitim, L'chalkum L'aniyam L'tzarech Pesach. There's a minig, which we call Mos Chitim. They did it in the Bisman of the Ramah, was they would actually go out and buy Chitim and distribute actual wheat to the Niyam in the city, the Tzarech Pesach. Any person who's been living in the city for 12 months is obligated to contribute to the Mos Kitim fund for that city. Okay, see Mishaburu. Aleph. Shalom Hilchos of Pesach. Where do we get this from? It's a Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says, Shere Mershah, I made the Pesach Rishon. Umasir and I call Hilchos Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the halachas of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. That indicates that 30 days before already was the proper time to start teaching the halachas about the Yom Tov. There's a different mandam in the Gemara which says that the time is 2 weeks because Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the halachas of Pesach Rishon on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is 2 weeks before Pesach. But we pass it like the mandam holds 30 days. You're going to have to say that the first Pesach was different. Okay, now, but what did Mishabur says, B'shayim, it's not only by Pesach. This halacha is not limited to Pesach. But all the Yom Tov also, Nami Darshan, Kadam Lachain, Shleshim Yoim, Abil Chasein. There's a halacha of Shleshim Yoim, Kadam Lachat. So that applies to Pesach, it applies to Sukkis, it applies to Shavuos. Comes to the Mishabur and he says, V'ayim v'ra g'roa, Shadaitoi, D'batzeris, Sagi, Miyoim, Aleph, Pesivim. He says that by Shavuos, the amount of halachas that you have to learn and not as significant as the amount that you have to learn for Pesach or for Sukkis. And therefore, Shavuos, they've only mechayev you to start a week beforehand. If you look at the Sha'ar Tzion, he brings the Gemara, that they gathered that this concept that used to get that the tzibur used to get together and learn the halachas. The Gemara mentions that it was twice a year. That it was at the time of Nissan, the time of Tishrei, once for the Yom Tov and Tishrei Sukkis, and once for Pesach. But apparently for Shavuos they didn't do that. So apparently we're relying on the opinion that that was not necessary to do it 30 days in that situation. Furthermore, the Shabbos says, "V'yesh armer, the chiyuv of Shoshim Yom, who rak v'pesach, b'shul yesh behen hilchos halachos rabbis." The halach of 30 days is not even by Shu, not even by Sukkis. It's only by Pesach. Why? Because there's a tremendous amount of diverse halachos about Pesach. You're going to chinas kitim, the halachos of how to grind the wheat, bafias and matzahs, baking the matzahs, bagolas kelim, ubir chometz, being mild the kelim and removing the chometz. So the point of all these things that they have in common is you don't do these on Pesach itself, you do them beforehand. She'elu im ein oisin osam b'kil chuseyim karam b'pesach les lutakana b'pesach. If you don't take care of them before Pesach, you can't solve it on Pesach. Sukkis, theoretically, you can still go get your dal minim on Sukkis. You could build a sukkah not on Yom Tov, but on the Chol HaMoed. You know, there's even if it wasn't taken care of beforehand, you can take care of it later. Whereas Pesach, if you didn't grind the wheat beforehand properly, you know, we weren't magal the kalim, you're stuck. So over here, they must do it beforehand. Therefore, once you have to do it beforehand, because Chazal said, you know, let's start preparing with enough time in advance, 30 days. But whereas Sukkot is different. Now, you don't need a full 30 days. A few days beforehand is enough to start learning the halachas. A person starts learning the halachas of Sukkah a few days beforehand, he'll figure it out. But further, one thing is important to know that on the yantav itself, the kuliyam of Tzarek Lishol, on the yantav itself, a person has a chiyuv to learn the halachas of the yantav. Each of the Yom Tov, a person has a chiyuv to learn the halachas of that day. That the person has a chiyuv to learn the halachas of the day. Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. So there is a halacha besides the halacha of 30 days beforehand. There's a halacha of on the Yom Tov itself. A person has to go through the halachas of the Yom Tov. That applies to, so the Gemara Megillah only mentions the three regalim, the Shalosh regalim, Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkot, Chag, which is Sukkot, have a chiyuv to learn like that. It doesn't mention what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what about Hanukkah and Purim?
Footnote one, totally.
So that's a question which is out there. There's a famous piece of the Shloah. The Shloah Kodesh says that there was a meaning that a person should really learn the halachas of the. The halachas of the Yom Tov, the Masechta of the Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. A person should go through Masechta's Pesachim and Pesach. You should go through Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah and Sukkahs, Yuma and Yom Kippur. Right? It goes through all of the. Now, there actually was a minute where one of the Gedolei Yisrael, I'm not remembering who right now, but she actually felt applied to Shabbos also. So every Shabbos, he used to go through all the Masechta Shabbos and Erevin, because you have to learn the Masechta of the day on the day. So he would go through all of the Masechta's Erevin. Every Shabbos, we do all of Shabbos and Erevin. A little bit beyond us, I think.
Erevin, you'd have to do before.
There's a question, which is going to what about Hanukkah Purim? In the Moshe of Dirshu, he quotes from the. There's a Mishnah Berurah actually that Ram points out that there is a halacha of learning the halachas of the Yom Tov and learning about the Yom Tov on the Yom Tov, but you actually fulfill that mitzvah with learning the Megillah, because you'll go through some of the halachas of the Yom Tov on the Yom Tov itself, but learning the Megillah's Esther. So then the Mishnah Berurah says there comes out an interesting halacha when Purim falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't learn the Megillah on Shabbos, and therefore they would have to actually learn the halachas of. So it's one of those riddles, I think, that they have. Like, what halacha can only be kept? You only have a chiyuv to do in Yerushalayim and nowhere else. Is you have a chiyuv to learn when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to learn Hilchos Purim on that day, which doesn't apply anywhere else, because everywhere else you always get to with the Megillah. You never push off Purim. Okay. There is a question about Hanukkah, and he quotes over the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says there's a mitzvah to learn in Yano Shoyim on Hanukkah itself, even though they only mean Rabbanan. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, there's a long bir halacha over here, and he points out that there seems to be a question over here. In other words, we have to understand we have Shalom Mehillos of Pesach Kanam Pesach Shloshim Yom. There's another halacha which the Morse says in Megillah we just quoted. So I'm a chiyuv to teach it, whereas the pshat is the Gemara discusses that it's the Gaya a Gemara in a few places. The Morse says that there's a halacha when two talmidim ask a question, and one of them is being shal ke'inyan. He's asking on the topic. See, he has. The halacha is he has preference in regards to his question is answered first. So could be all we're saying is that 30 days before Pesach, asking questions about Pesach is called Shalom Ke'inyan. He's the one who's asking on the topic of the day. So he has a kedima in regards to his question being answered first. So the din of Shalom tells me that 30 days before Pesach, your shoyl, we ask questions about Pesach. But that there's a chiv to be darish, could be there's a chiv to be darish. All there is the Mechaber just says there's a din of Shalom. The Gemara and Megillah, that's the loch of 30 days. The Gemara and Megillah, which says the Moshe Rabbeinu was tikkun Shalom v'darshin, means on the yom itself, it's not enough just to answer questions, you have a chiv to go and actually teach. But the Bir Lacha raises is that the gears of the Torah is Shalom v'darshin. The Mechaber only has the Gersa of Shoyalin, so it seems to be a question, and he gets involved in this issue. Is there an actual Chiyuv to teach? There's only a Chiyuv to respond if somebody asks the question. He brings a quote that Aran and Psochim says that to answer the steer to the two Gemaras by and that's how that the Gemara Megillah says Moshe Rabbeinu was tikkun that she darshin but it was a Pesach of Pesach. And the Ikra point out there's darshan over here, the Ikra point is shaylin. So he says, the Maisa, it seems to me that our Pesach is not like that, and that's it's a long bir locha on this issue. Okay, Beis, Shloshim Yoim, Maskilim Yom Purim Atzmai. So you start on 30 days before Pesach is Purim. So you start on Purim itself. On Purim itself, you're going to start the lochas of Pesach. Fine. But actually, Noigim, nowadays, the minig is that the Rav says a drasha. Lidrash b'Shabbos haGadol, k'shein erev Shabbos Chalboy, doz tzarich lahakdim b'Shabbos haKodem. The minig of the drasha of Shabbos haGadol, a case where Motzi Shabbos is Pesach is Motzi Shabbos, our minig is to give the Shabbos haGadol drasha the Shabbos beforehand, not erev Pesach, but the week beforehand. So the Rav darshins on Shabbos haGadol, uba Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Shuvah. Now ve'ikir laharis la'am darchi Hashem. The main purpose of the drasha is to teach people what to do. The main halacha of the Shabbos HaGadol drasha was to teach the halachas. The Rav will get up and even teach the halachas of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Levad Masha Darish Minyan HaTshuva. Besides that, which he's discussing the idea of doing tshuva. Mishabur says a strong lesson over here, else you're not Yotze. Now, it's interesting, if you look at least what we have recorded from the Rabbonim's drushas on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah, in Europe, most Rabbonim said a drusha twice a year, and that was it. The rest of the year, the person would say the drusha and shul, etc., was the maggid. There was a maggid tzedek, which means the person's job was to give musr, etc. He would say the drusha the whole year. The maggid was the maggid. There was a Kelmer Magid, there was a Vilna Magid. So that the Rav of the city said a drasha twice a year, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah, and he would say a long pilpul. You look at the Nadav Yehuda, the drashas of Nadav Yehuda. I mean, these were the drashas that he said. Each one he has the date. It was Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos HaGadol, tell you which year, etc. And it was a long pilpul, tremendously long pilpul, and then some mussar. Didn't seem that at least they didn't record if they went through the halachas or not. But the way Mishabur says that the main thing is not the pilpul, it's the halacha part of it. Nowadays, I think what people do is they give a halacha shurim independent of the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, and the Shabbos HaGadol drasha is either more the musr or more the halacha, the lamdas. Twice a year, at least, there should be an opportunity for everybody to get a chance to be involved in an in-depth type of a concept, or at least be exposed that such a thing exists, which is a good thing. So don't think that since the Rav is going to give you this drasha and he's going to go through all the halachas that you're potter from your din of shloshim yom. Mikomakom mitzvah l'chol echad lasik bilchus pesach shloshim yom kadam b'chem b'chag atzma. So at the end of the day, that you have, each person has his own personal chiyuv to learn beforehand, and on the yomtiv itself to go through yom of the yomtiv. Okay. I was actually once by a Shabbos HaGadol drasha from Rav Turnauer Zatzal. He was the Rav of Shomer Shabbos Minyan in Borough Park on 13th Avenue and 53rd Street, the big Minyan factory over there. They actually have a Rav, and they have a Shabbos davening with the real members of the shul, with the real kehila. And I was there by his Shabbos HaGadol drasha. He did it in three parts. He did lamdas, and he did halachas, and he did some musr. Okay. So that's probably would be the best way of doing it. Gimel, u'minig, there's a minig to buy chitim and to distribute that to the aniyim. Now, this minig, u'minig kodem izman ha-gemorah, this minig was actually mentioned already in the time of the Gomorrah. It's mentioned in the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Babasa, which is the halachas over there of stalka, and it goes to the different dinim of giving stalka, etc. So it mentions that there is a minig to give out chitim, give out flour before Pesach or grain, which you can make into flour before Pesach. And this is it's become now a chiyuv. And therefore, the Bnei Yir, members of the city, can force each other to give this to contribute. Now this did the Bnei Yir, the contributor was to the Neim of the city. So that would you get an appeal in the mail for somebody outside of your city. You don't have a chiyuv to give, but locally, a person has a chiyuv to give to that local Neim, make sure they have what they need for Yom Tov.
But they needed money to pay for the grinding. Grinding costs money.
Well, they wouldn't give money. They would give them chitim.
But I'm saying, if you have the wheat, then in order to get the wheat ground into flour,
it's an interesting question. I imagine that they had some way they subsidized that. Mm-hmm. So the Mishabur is going to point out that you can't use Maisa money for this, since it's a chi of gober. And the Bezin is able to force you to do it, the Bnei Yir are able to force you to do it. Anything which a person has a chiyuv to give, and Bezin can force, you can't use Maaser money for it. You can't use Maaser money for that which is a chiyuv. So what about nowadays? So that the most person say nowadays, since we don't have, even in our local city, we don't have in place a system where they're collecting it and they're forcing everybody to give, so a person wants to use Maaser money for it, you could argue that you use Maaser money for it, but also there's no set amount. They usually would actually have a set amount that the person would have to give. We say, listen, that amount that you have to give, you can't give from Meiser. Everything above and beyond that, you can give from. You want to add more, you can add more with Meiser money. But nowadays, there's no set time, no set amount. They're not collecting it, there's no set amount to give, so then using Meiser is acceptable. Chitim l'chalk, and they used to give out.
I'm sorry, did Rebbe say because there's no set amount that using Maaser would be acceptable nowadays?
Yes, correct. It would be acceptable, correct.
Okay.
Now, the Ramos minute was that they would give out chitim, they would give out grain. As Mishabur says in Dalit, we give it already ground. It's ready flour. So they're closer to getting benefit from it. They don't have to go through the whole process of getting it ground. They're ready to go. They have flour ready. They go make their matzahs. My mother-in-law has told me many times the process of making matzahs in Europe. Each family would make their own matzahs. They would have the bakery oven of the city would be kashered out, or they would have like a house. They make an oven that would kasher it out, and each family would take a turn. For a day, I mean, there's some people that were working there the whole time, helping, knew what they were doing. Each family would take a turn coming and helping, and they would bring their flour and they'd make their matzahs. And that's how you made matzahs. So you gave the person flour; he's ready to go. He could go to the local oven and bake his matzahs. In general, the Gemara says there was a mile of giving something which is ready to use. It's called makarba aniyasatfei. The famous more of the Gemara says in Tainus that. I remember the name of the Amara, I'm not pulling it out right now, Rav Huna, I think it was. And his wife used to be tremendous Balei Tzedakah.
Marzutra,
thank you. Marzutra and his wife used to be tremendous Balei Tzedakah. He used to give out money and she used to give out bread. And there was a mice one time when they were doing Matan Maseser and the person was chasing after them, and they decided that they, rather than the person knowing who they are, it would be a bigger mitzvah. They shouldn't do it in a way that they know who they are, so therefore they ran into an oven. And the nace was that they weren't burned to the oven, but he started getting his feet being burned. She said, "Put your feet on mine." So it ended up that she said, "Why does she more was why her feet didn't burn at all? His feet burned because she gave it in a way where it was ready to use." So it's makar b'aniyas atfei, the Gemara says. So you see, there's a mile of giving stock in a way which is makar b'aniyas atfei. She gave it them as bread; it was ready to eat, and he gave them money. They'd have to go out and buy the food and process it. So that's a mile in a law. Shir Nasino, who can feed Sarkar, the Chayim Pesach, the amount you give is you'd have to work out the amount which is the person needs to carry him through all the yomtiv. Okay, now so what are his needs? Pasha, so it's obvious. Team who only got vein loy b'meh lefus amatzu. He's a significant only. He has no way to court to get matzahs. You have to give matzahs the whole yomtiv. So at least loy gam d'meh afia. He'd also have to, you give him the money that it costs to pay for the baking, whatever cost it's going to cost him. It wasn't just enough. Give him here's flour. Well, they charge. There's a charge to use the oven. He doesn't have money for that. So what did you help him? So that was Lawton's question. So he says you would have to give him the money to cost to cover that. That's all part of this mitzvah of giving him all of his needs. There is a famous maisa with the Beis HaLevi that a woman came to the Beis HaLevi, it must have been Almon, I think. She asked, she wants to know if she can be yotza, the mitzvah of dalakosis, with milk. So he told her that potentially it's possible, but it's much better to use wine, and there's a heap of wine, and he gave her a large sum of money. Afterwards, after the woman left, so his wife asked him, why'd you give her such a large amount of money? To get by wine doesn't cost that. He says, well, obviously, if she's asking to use milk, means she has no meat. So he gave her enough to cover their needs. A fascinating question which comes up is, let's say the person wants to, I want to give him money to cover his need for matzahs for Pesach. You can get matzahs, and there's different price matzahs. There's matzahs which are, which have all of the chumras in them, and there's matzahs which don't, the matzahs which are, so my bechiv to give him the extra money to be able to cover that extra cost, so I had to give him, my archiv is to make sure that he has the basic costs, and not more than that. So he's allowed to give it the post and pascal. The same with the day maxor shayasolai. If this person in general is a machmer in these things, he's very careful in these type of halachas. He has a right to get that. Now, if the pasha that would mean a person who doesn't normally do that, and he says, why not be machmer? Because the government costs anyway. You would not be mechuyev to give him that extra money. But a person who normally is very careful about mitzvahs, he has a right to get it in a way which is more mahud. Hey, so he's in the city for 12 months. You basically the truth is, Mishnah first says when we see a person really settling in, so the alter chayiv that the chiyah doesn't have to be after 12 months. In that situation, he's clearly settling. He's a member of the city immediately, and the chiyah starts right away. Some say the shear is actually the Vayim Sharichuva, where the Sharichuva brings the Berhenta brings the shear, says that the shear is 30 days. Then he brings the shear of Daitalishtakeya, it's right away. But then the Yibreskhara Shayat Gam Loni, and this applies all the way around, that Ibrahim is in care of the Neim of this city. Who's an Oni of the city? An Oni has been here for 12 months, is an Oni of the city. The Oschayam need to like Kashar and Yahir, you have to give him like everybody else. And again, not to the Shtakev, he's planning to settle right away. La'altar Chayam need to like, you have to give him right away. Now, because according to Hashem Asmak, this is the point of the Birhetev quotes, that they quote from the Smak, that in the nowadays, knowing the Macholot stalkers, Benin Bali Abatim, Benin Avaniyim, Beshloshim Yom. We calculate based on the person's been there through 30 days, he's now a member of the city and he has to give. Been there for 30 days, he has an oni and he has a right to receive. Okay, a filo oni, shein dar po shloshim yoim. Now, what about an oni who's not living here for 30 days and you're not mechuyev to give him? Okay, you're not mechuyev to give him all of his needs before Yom Tov. Now, he has a right to eat. The same way I have a chiyev to give bread. So how do you do that? You give him matzah also. That chiyuv is mazon shtei shudas l'chol yom v'yom mimasachol kashu shay beir b'shabbos mazon shalosh shudas k'moshe kaz beir day simreshin v'avai hinshol. So that's a Gemara, and that's Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. That's an ani who comes to the town. You're not required to give him all of his needs at one time, but each day he has a right to come and ask, and you give him food for that day. You give him food for two meals, bread for two meals, and if he stays for Shabbos, you give him bread for three meals. And so over here, each day of Pesach that he would stay, we would have a chiyuv to give him matzah for that day. Vav. Litzin l'zeh. Person to contribute. Now, I feel Tamachochem a potter mi masa. The law is that Tamachochem is potter from giving taxes to the city, but this he's mechuyev to contribute to. Vayim got him that over there he says that there he says it's a law that the mechuyev to contribute to the kimcha the pisla. For sure, in the sina tzarich laharik al kol echad of him amonai. How do you calculate it? So you calculated each person according to the money that he owns, in other words, his ability. There's certain halachas that's discussed in your day over there. Certain halachas we calculate by head. Each person has a chiyuv to give something. You know, each member of the city has to give by head. It's divided up amongst all the people and members of the city equally. And some things are the fee moment. So this is one of the things which we calculate the fee moment. Each one according to his ability. So a person who's wealthy would have a chiyuv to give more money than a person who's middle class, etc. People do not give, it's considered a very big avera. In other words, we said before that the bezin the bnei yer have a power to force it. So that was when the bezin was functioning. The bezin would actually force the person to give. Nowadays, we don't have a bezin functioning with that type of power. So we can't force them, but what the person refuses to give is doing something terrible. It's well known that the Aniyim are looking forward to receiving this money. They're hoping for it. And if they're going to be left without enough money because people are not contributing properly, and he ignores that. You do a mashal and we get more percent of the hey, koltainus v'chulu ayn shapesh rashi v'udin ke'enzeh. So if a person does not give the tzedakah properly the way they're supposed to on a tainus example, which is over there, so that's because they're expecting over there they're fasting and they're hoping to have food to cover the cost of the food to break their fast. So something similar over here. So. You have a chiyuv to make sure that they get their needs. So this would be a long, similar type of lines. And, okay. Okay, so now, it's interesting that the Mechaber, the name of the Sif was, that we don't say Tachon the whole month of Nisan, the first Sif doesn't really talk about that. The second Sif talks about that. Ein Neuflim al Pereyim b'chol Chodesh Nisan. The minig is not to say tachon on the whole month of Nisan. We don't say tzikoscha by Shabbos mincha. The minig is also not, they don't say hesped during the month of Nisan. We do not fast in the month of Nisan. Lahazker b'tzibur, we don't fast in a way which is means if an individual person wants to fast, he's allowed to fast. But according to the Mechaber, but they don't do it in a public way, which means the Tzibur doesn't do it, or they don't announce it, i.e. One exception is, Rabbi Chorus, Ritzanaboy, Erev Pesach, there's a minute of Tainus Bechurim, Erev Pesach, that the Bechurim fast. Now, comes the Ramah, and he adds a few points. Hagoah, we don't say Tzidik Adin, we don't say Tzidik Adin. A. B. We don't fast at all, because the Mechaber just said they don't fast in a public way. It means the Tzibur doesn't fast, but a Yachid could fast. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, we don't fast. If Yom Shemes Be'ovi Ba'imba, even on your side, a person will not fast. Abel Tanis Chaloim Misanim, a person has a bad dream, which you fast even on Shabbos. So obviously, Chodesh Nisan is not more chomer than that. Okay? So aren't Erev Pesach we don't say Mizrim L'Soidah, because we don't bring a korban in such a way that we're going to limit its time that it can be consumed. The part of the Torah of korban was chametz, so there's going to be an amount of time which normally have a korban Torah is going to be cut short. We don't bring a korban in such a way, so you cannot bring a korban Torah on Erev Pesach. So you don't say korban Mizrim L'Soidah on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is somewhat of a yomtiv. Whenever there's a yomtiv, we don't say keller chapayim or these mina yomim tovim. We don't say keller chapayim or la matzeach. You don't say be'er yomtiv. You don't say lo be'yomtiv. You don't say during the chol hamoed. V'noigim laharos k'sas b'chilu shtiyah b'yom achar chag v'hu isru chag. The reason of being noig isru chag that we want to show that it was a special day and we're not letting go of the yomtiv just like that. So there's a minute to have a little bit extra chilu shtiyah on the day after the yomtiv. I'm not sure most people are aware or are makbid at that point. Now, regards to saying a hesped over here, you don't say hesped, we don't say emas bidin. For a talmud chacham b'fonav, we do say a hesped. We're more makel on a talmud chacham. We spoke about that before when we went through Hillel Rosh Chodesh. We spoke about the issue of being maspid on Rosh Chodesh. So talmud chacham b'fonav is more kulatik. Let's do a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah. Zion. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first day of the Nisim to bring in their Karbonos. So the Shivas of Eim Iluim were the 7 days, the last 7 days of Adar. And Vahiba Yom HaShmini, Parashat Shmini, in Sefer Vayikra, that's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that day was the day that they were that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped being makriv, and the Aaron and his son started being makriv. And part of what they were makriv was the karbonos of the Nisim. The Nisim brought Parshat Nosa. They brought the karbonos. Those started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the 12 days there was a celebration of the Miluyim. So you have 12 days of that, then you have the Yom Tov Pesach, and then you have Erev Pesach, and you have Yisro Chag. So right of the month is we're special days already. So we just say the whole month already becomes a special month. We don't say tachem. V'chol yemei korban hayu yom tov shaloi. The day of korban was the day of yom tov. Then v'erev Pesach we make Pesach gufa v'yisur chag. You can yotzer right v'chodesh b'kedusha. Hello.
It's only major talk.
Okay. So the majority of the month it was done because it already had a spinning special. We don't say tachron the whole month. Some people have a minute, they actually read the Nisim each day from Aleph Nisan to Yubez Nisan. They would read the Nasi of that day, and then on the last day they would read the Karman of that of the Nasi, Achir Rabbeinu Nan, and then they would read the Sikum and the first Psukim of Bahaloisko. And they would, some do it actually from a sinner, some do it actually from a Sefer Torah. As in a shul where they did it, they pulled out a Sefer Torah after davening. No aliyahs, obviously. And they took a Sefer Torah out, they put it by the bima, and they lay in the nasi of that day, and they put the Sefer Torah back. Okay. Let's do one more. Ches Sikosto. We don't see Yerotzen, but we say by laying on the Yerotzen with the Avedish Vashemayim. Luchenes Beskayenu, those bakashas, we don't say those during this. And I'm scribbling the Shamas, you don't say Kel Mole, Kem Sidra Kadin, by Kaddish Shachar of Enam. We don't say Sidra Kadin, we don't say the special Kaddish that they say by Kaburo. We just say regular Kaddish. Meklal, the Tzidek Adin, Tzikoscha, Barachu, Mechanun, Shovim. Tzidek Adin, Tzikoscha, and Rachu, Mechanun, which means Tachanun, have the same din. We don't say those, you don't say those. Therefore, Mechain, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Achar Chatzos, and Armin, we don't say Tzidek Adin on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, after Chatzos. We do say tzidik adin in that situation, because over there Mishmar says it, the mikra din that it's still it's not the yom tov itself. You should read each day. It means like you're on your own, not from the Sefer Torah. You give a parshas baloisko. And the 13th day, you would talk about what Aaron contributed, and the 4th day was already Pesach, and that'll cover you mamish all the way from the beginning of Nisan all the way through after Pesach and Yisroel Chag with special days. Okay, let's hold it here. Pesach tomorrow night will be regular in Shomrei at 8 o'clock. Okay, Shkoyach.